A new flag will not be raised in Mississippi. Voters in the state overwhelmingly defeated a proposal that would have removed the Confederate battle emblem from the upper left corner of the state flag. The measure failed by nearly 2-1. Melanie Peoples reports from Public Radio in Mississippi.
Mississippi is the only state still flying a flag that so predominantly displays the Confederate flag. If voters in other states, not lawmakers, had been allowed to make the decision, Confederate heritage groups say things might have been different. Greg Stewart led a campaign to keep the old flag.
I'm happy for Mississippi. I'm sad for South Carolina and Georgia. This is what should have happened there. They would still have their symbols, probably, if the public had had an opportunity to vote on it.
Last year, South Carolina lawmakers voted to remove the Confederate battle flag from their capital. In Georgia this year, legislators minimized the emblem on that state flag, putting it into a historical context. Also, unlike South Carolina and Georgia, which added Confederate battle flags to their state houses in the 1950s during integration, the Mississippi flag has included the emblem since 1894. Stewart believes that may have had something to do with Tuesday's decision. He's pleased with the message it sends to the rest of the country.
Well, hopefully people will say that that's a state where people are proud of their history and heritage, and it will make us more of a tourist attraction because our symbols and statues and landmarks will be here if you'd like to come see them. The thing that makes us different will survive.
Stewart, like many old flag supporters, say the emblem stands for heritage and history, not hate. But Eugene Bryant, state president for the Mississippi NAACP, says it doesn't stand for his history and heritage.
Our ancestors built this state. It's built off our sweat, blood, sweat, and tears. That means we're not going anywhere. They talk about their history and their heritage, but what about the history and the heritage of the slaves who built the state of Mississippi, whose economics built and shaped Mississippi's economic future, and still continue to shape Mississippi's economic future? So we're not going anywhere. We're going to be here to battle until the deal is done.
Bryant, though disappointed, says he isn't ready to give up. He's concerned about how the outcome is perceived by those outside Mississippi.
It speaks volumes about where Mississippi is at this point in the 21st century, the beginning.
But he's resolute in his determination.
We may just have to bring Mississippi forward, screaming and kicking, but we will bring Mississippi forward.
Bryant says his group is considering its next move. The vote was also a defeat for Mississippi's Democratic Governor Ronnie Musgrove and members of the state's business community. Blake Wilson is the director of the Mississippi Economic Council, the state's Chamber of Commerce.
The people obviously have spoken. I was more hopeful that the people of Mississippi are ready to move fully forward, and that obviously has to happen with time.
Wilson says things in Mississippi have changed. He thinks changing the state's image, however, will have to come in smaller steps. Mississippi did just recently land a Nissan automotive manufacturing plant, but Wilson worries that continuing to fly the old flag will make it harder to attract new businesses. Wilson hopes there won't be the type of economic reprisals aimed at South Carolina and threatened in Georgia. Mississippi's NAACP president has not ruled out the possibility of boycotts in the future. That may be difficult because pre-referendum polling showed anywhere between 20% and 50% of black Mississippians wanted to keep the old flag. With almost 3 million people, Mississippi's population is 61% white and 36% African American. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Jackson, Mississippi.